Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. Your host, Jesus Arabia, and if you are a fan of Gotham, you're at the right place where we will be talking about this week's episode, which aired on Halloween. Yes, October 31st, titled Red Queen, Episode 7 of Season 3 of Gotham. Hard to believe. 3 seasons of Gotham. That's insane. Remember people were saying, oh, it's going to be canceled on season 1. Totally. Totally wrong. Obviously, they failed that show. But the show itself is really great. Great pushing forward. Still in this endless and wonderland realm. So it's going to be pretty interesting how it unfolds as we talk about the Red Queen. We are live right now. Please call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. We have our first caller. I wonder who it is. Call from area code 239. Who is this?
Your co-host, friend, Matt from Florida. What's up? Wow. This episode freaky. Not much, man. I'm just kicking back on the podcast. It's awesome. This episode was freaky.
Again. Tell us why. Why do you think it was really freaky for you?
I'm trying to think. Was it the one where Jim had the hallucinations and Barbara was guiding him through the elevator, I think?
I believe so, yeah. Let me read the quick synopsis so we can get a little recap of what we're talking about. All right, it says, Gordon experiences intense hallucinations.
Yeah.
Hallucinations caused by the exposure to a powerful hallucinogen called the Red Queen when he encounters Tet at Gotham General Hospital while visiting Vale. Barnes loses control and attacks a suspect when he and Bullock question him over the break-in. Gordon's hallucinations bring him to the GCPD, a life where he is married to Lee with 2 children, and encounter his father, who tells him some home truths. Mario discovers Gordon unconscious and brings him to immediate treatment. When Gordon awakens, Mario tells him that he was close to death, and he had been left any longer, he would have been dead. After laminating his relationships with Vale, Gordon decides to rejoin the GCPD and have the request accepted by Barnes. So in this one, he was having, like you said, those kind of like hallucinogen,
those were bizarre.
Type of
dreams.
It was my favorite scene. Weird.
That episode truly kicked up a notch for me. I mean, Gotham is great. It's truly good, and it doesn't stop in these episodes. But man, seeing Barbara guide him through the hallucinations, and then seeing him and his dad at the very end, him and Lee, and then him and Barbara. There's always got to be something going on with Barbara in every episode. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
it looks like she's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No. And then Nygma continues to date Isabella. I think was that in
Isabella,
this one?
Who is the spinning image of Miss Kringle.
Yeah, and then she dresses up as Miss Kringle and almost tries to kill her.
Yeah, this is the first time. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
This is the first time we see Isabella transform to actually look like Miss Kringle, including
yeah,
the hair.
Yeah, that drove Ed insane. I mean, that truly drove Nygma insane. I think he's coming close to the point when he's getting closer and closer and becoming the Riddler. And I would love to see Ed in his Riddler costume. Like, please, the
now
better version.
Feel how jealous. How did you feel how jealous the Penguin was over Miss?
Oh my
villain,
God!
AKA Miss Kringle.
I could tell how jealous the Penguin is. I somehow knew he was going to do something to sabotage their relationship, because I still think it's so weird that Penguin loves Ed. I mean, that is just so weird.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Doesn't that just blow your mind?
Uh-huh. And then I think this was the one where Penguin went to a school and talked to some kids.
Yes, he was doing
that was a good part
the ceremonies
too.
For the school's opening.
Yeah, but overall, I thought it was a great, phenomenal episode. For my favorite scenes would have to be the Jim Gordon hallucination scenes. And, I mean, come on, Jim. You need to find a way to be happy with your life. Get back with Lee and kill that guy, Mario. I mean, for goodness sakes, I'm not thinking Mario and Lee.
Yeah, that'll be a hard one because, you know,
yeah.
As soon as Mario is missing, you know, Don Falcone is going to be looking for anyone for the answers.
Yeah.
And if it gets back to Gordon, it's going to be
very this was Gordon's episode. Ben McKenzie did so good in this episode. He nails it in every single
episode.
He's
really good. I mean, now whenever I watch the show, I only see Jim Gordon. I don't see Ben McKenzie.
Me neither. I just see Jim Gordon himself. And hopefully soon he'll become Commissioner Gordon. Or do you think that's going to be the very end of the series?
Probably when Batman shows up. He'll be getting that promotion. Because if you remember in the movies, he got promoted all the way up until Dark Knight Rises. Not even the Dark Knight or Batman.
No, it was
he
in
got
the
promoted
Knight.
Way late in the Dark
in the
Knight
Dark
Rises.
Knight. No, it was in the Dark Knight, because I remember after they captured
right.
the Joker.
The Joker, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it was
and
Joker
I also...
That.
Read something that they could bring back Jerome as the real Joker. Is that going to be happening this season?
Well, you know, now that they could bring people back from the dead, why
like
not?
Like Fish Mooney. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I wonder where the
and
hell
where
did
Fish
Mooney...
Mooney... Lately?
Yeah.
Where's
but
she
where
these
the hell...
days during this episode?
What? Oh,
where
Fish
she?
Mooney... Well, she did say she wants to make an army of her own, like her, and then she took Hugo Strange with her. Penguin had the chance to kill her, but he didn't. I would love to see Will Smith as Deadshot on the show. That would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, that would
I
be
would
so cool
it.
To see.
I would love
yeah,
it.
I would love it too, and I just still can't believe we're in Gotham season 3, Jesus. I mean, so far,
I know
it's
that's
been
what I was saying.
Really good. It's been really,
that's
really
what
good
I was saying
so
at
far.
The beginning of the show. I'm like, remember when people were like at the first season, oh, it's going to get canceled because it doesn't have Batman, no one cares.
And
we're in season 3 already. It's insane.
And why is everyone so complaining about Arrow right now? I think it's been good so far.
What? What did they say?
Yeah. Stephen Amell said he may ended up canceling it for some reason because fans are complaining
Killing
how to
Green
fix
Arrow?
Season 5. Yeah. Stephen Amell actually said that in a Facebook Live video once.
He's just probably throwing off the fans.
Yeah, they won't end the season. They won't end the series.
He's
I mean,
just probably joking.
But I do like the new team and everything. All right, back to Gotham now. We'll talk.
Yes, back to Gotham.
Yeah.
Back to Gotham.
But I thought it was a cool episode.
What a way to, like, give the title of the episode Red Queen when Chet was pretty much harvesting Alice's blood.
Yeah, Barnes, I know.
And that's pretty much the serum.
In the recent
and if you remember,
episodes.
This is the episode where Barnes went around going pretty much crazy, saying,
love that one.
Guilty.
Yeah. It's almost like he's going to become Bane.
Right?
How would that?
I was
going to
say, what name are they going to give him? What's your guess that the series is going to give him? I don't think it's going to give him Bane, though, but what's your guess?
Yeah, because I've read something at Movie Pilot that it's going to be definitely Barnes, because after this week's episode, which was so dang good, I have a feeling he's going to become Bane later on.
Really?
Yeah. And he could be. I mean, he almost getting close to look like Bane.
Yeah, I guess
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was a very awesome episode. Great episode. I think we're not too Poison Ivy yet, right? This episode, was she in it? I think.
I don't think she is in this one.
Okay. I think she was in this one. She was at the party, I think.
Oh yeah.
And then
she
was messing around with Kat. Yeah. She was like being very mean to Kat and sarcastic and man.
Yeah.
She was.
It's kind of that thing with Poison Ivy, man.
Yeah, but I still think Gotham is a truly good show. I'm glad DC has gave us all these shows to combine their fan crazy and getting excited in every single scene. And I just think Gotham keeps on going. I think it's a very cool cop show, I have to say.
Yeah.
Are there?
I definitely agree with that. No,
yeah, I think
I'm here. I definitely agree with that. And I mean, the way the series is viewed, it's definitely a great opportunity to introduce many more characters. And of course, with the introduction of Barnes now becoming a possible villain, do you think he'll be able to control his new power? Or do you think he's going to take over kind of like the Hulk?
He's going to go crazy like the Hulk. I know we can't talk about that episode yet from last week. There's going to be so much to talk about.
I don't think he's going to be able to control it.
No, he won't. He's going to lose it, especially with some amazing scenes in last week's episode. But I thought it was a very, very good episode. Freaky scene with the hallucinations. And I just love how DC keeps going. I wonder what next they're going to do with Origin villains. I'm trying to think, what can they do? I truly enjoy Gotham. I think it's very good. I
wonder what they're going to come up with next. But the writers are doing great, and also the actors are great. We can't wait to
every scene with Barbara, she like just so crazy psycho in the episodes.
She's really good to play a
psycho. Yeah, she does very good.
And you really believe it, that she's just like mentally ill with the actress.
Yeah, she just does a truly great job in the episodes. And Gordon,
remember when there was rumors that she would have been the next Joker?
Yeah. And then we're getting the...
Would you be okay with a female Joker?
I'd be kind of okay with it, because Barbara would be perfect for it.
Right.
Yeah, Barbara would be perfect on becoming the female Joker. So overall, I thought it was a great episode. 100% awesome, especially on Halloween.
Cool.
And I so can't wait for tomorrow night's episode, which I watch right after Supergirl.
Give us a shout-out as we... wrap up this podcast as we conclude our episode of Red Queen.
Go Gotham is truly an amazing show, and I enjoy it and cannot wait for the new episode tomorrow night. And fans, if you're not watching Gotham, watch it. It is a cool, amazing cop show. Go Jim Gordon.
I agree. Thank you, sir, for calling in every week. I really appreciate you. Coming
yeah,
up
no
next
problem,
is
man.
Supergirl Talk. So if you're a fan of Supergirl, join us over there. Have a good night.